You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. And the sounds you just heard come from Nova Gold's brand new album. It's called A Pretty Burn. And we've got the band here in the house. Welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
So happy to have you all here. Really, really excited about this release and everybody's opportunity to come celebrate with you this weekend at Blind Bob's. More on that in a moment, but first, tell me a little bit about how this project came together, because I kind of know all of you guys from different bands and projects. Mm-hmm. How did the four of you come together to start making this?
Yeah, I'm Ryan. I sing and play guitar. Myself and Jacob have been playing music together for years and years now and been in every band possible together, it feels like. Our old band had kind of fallen apart and we needed something new to do. And so we got together with Nigel and started writing. Some time passed after that. And then Josh came into the fold on the drums. And it's kind of the quick snapshot of that. It's been over the last 2 years. I think it was sometime in early 2015.
Right. About right.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what happened last week, let alone what happened 2 years ago.
Did you know right away when you guys started writing, as the players started falling into place, was it like, oh, yeah, this is definitely going to be a band? Or was it kind of like, oh, cool, we've got another person. This is sounding good. Maybe it'll be something. Oh, hey, by the way, we're a band. You know, like when did it kind of all click that like this was a unit and this was a project?
I feel like from the start,
we
went at it with the intention of, okay, let's do something new.
Well, Jacob and Ryan had started playing already, and they've been playing for years. And then they started this project, and Jacob got a hold of me and said, hey, you guys want to come play? So I was a little intimidated because I've seen them play for years and years, and they're really, really good. So when I came into the fold, I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, God, I hope they like me. It was like a first date. So like, even though I've known them for years, like, oh, God. But, yeah, it's like right off the bat, it just started sounding good, and then we got Josh, and it made it even better.
I'd say it was the same for me. I kind of got put in touch with Jacob about the project, and I remember the first time rehearsing with the guys, and I just felt immediately like it clicked. So
that's awesome. Yeah. It's got to feel really good when that happens too, especially when you've got two guys who have played together for a long time and sort of have that musical history and have that kind of dialogue happening already. And then two guys who are experienced players, but who are coming in to this new group dynamic to have it click that way. That's got to feel amazing.
Yep. Yeah, it was great. It helped that. I mean, I had known Ryan and Jacob for years already. We all went to high school together, but it was still nervous. But yeah, once it, the song started coming, it clicked, and it felt great.
And it was cool because this is completely different than anything that Jacob and I have ever done before. We started off playing together in just like, I don't know, kind of a straight up rock and roll garage rock band. Then we played in a blues jam band for a long time. Yep. I played drums in that. Then we played in a hip hop rock and roll fusion band. And then we've done a bunch of acoustic stuff together. So it's never been this, and I feel like this project feels the most true to me musically, like to where I'm supposed to be making music, where before, like, I've loved everything that I've done in the past, but it always kind of felt like I was stretching myself a little bit to, I don't know, meet everybody's expectation of what the band was supposed to sound like.
There were no expectations
we were writing. With this band, there were no expectations, and I think it was freeing and a little scary at the same time. But
and it's got to be, you know, having all of those different musical experiences, I'm sure, even though they were perhaps different than the direction you either consciously wanted to go or you know, you weren't sure you wanted to go in that direction long term, I'm sure having such varied experience really helped the writing coming into this, helped you as players, and also just helped you know, like, what you like, what you don't like, what you're comfortable with, what might be a stretch, but is a reasonable stretch, you know?
For sure.
So tell me a little bit about going in to record this album. How far into the writing process did you guys decide, like, okay, we're ready to start committing this stuff to tape? Were you kind of, you know, recording demos all the way through, or was it kind of like, okay, we're ready, let's go into the studio and make it happen?
We habitually record on our phones when we're in practice. There are what, 8 songs on the album?
Yes.
6 of those were completely finished, completely rehearsed, ready to go into the studio, and it was going to be an EP. And then while we were in the studio, we decided that we had to add 2 more songs to it. So most of it had been played, and they were ready and polished for the most part. The other 2 songs, ideas had been there, and then we kind of rushed to write and finish them. I don't think you can tell. I don't think they are different than the other songs on the album, though. Like, I feel like people would be hard pressed to pick out the ones that we hadn't had written before. But
in terms of the ones that were kind of done and ready to go, mm-hmm. did they still kind of evolve throughout that studio process? I know you worked with Patrick at Real Love, and I know he is kind of a great producer mind and sometimes can bring out different characteristics in a song or add different things to it. Did you find that those songs, even though they were done, they evolved throughout that studio process?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We laid down what we had, and then after we recorded what we had, then we go back, listen to it. And especially, yeah, Patrick is one of those great ears that goes, you know, what would be great on top mm-hmm. of this mm-hmm. Is this. And so, you know, we'd start overdubbing guitars and other percussion and everything. Patrick just has a great ear and just, lended it to us to make a better album. And then with Pretty Burn, we put more string section on it that mm-hmm. Ryan especially wanted to hear. Or was it Josh? I can't remember.
Both of us.
They were like, oh, it'd be great if we had a string section here. And Patrick goes, all right, consider it done. So
I know someone.
Yeah, that's how it went.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to hear that one here in a little while. We'll leave that one to the end, kind of tease that string mm-hmm. section a little longer. But the next one we're going to hear is Latitude Longitude. Introduce this one for me. Tell me a little bit about the song.
Sure. This one, it's been catching a lot of people's ears. I think kind of surprising to us. It's one of my favorites, but it is sonically different than the rest. It's slower until the end, and it's a little more ambient, and it's a love song if you can't tell from the lyrics. I don't know, maybe it's a little ambiguous, but it's honestly, it's about meeting my wife and the not having any expectations and then having something kind of blindside you. So that's the gist, I guess, of what it's about.
I think this is the first song that we wrote with Josh, too. The way it opens up is just Josh on the drums, and he just organically did that one day at practice, yeah. And it evolved basically how the song sounds. It evolved like that. So that was, our first one that we wrote with Josh, and it made it on the album. So, you know, that's super cool.
Let's take a listen to this one. This is Latitude Longitude. It's from Nova Gold's new album, A Pretty Burn. We'll come back and tell you how you can celebrate the release with them this weekend and how you can get the album, all that good stuff coming up. But first, take a listen to this one here on Kaleidoscope on Why So.
Was I so unaware? at midnight, I quickly followed you home. No formal invite, but you didn't seem to care. Were you so unaware? Now our lips are tongue-tied, buried beneath the coat, bare skin and sun-dried, light cigarettes we shared. We were so unaware.
Called Latitude, Longitude. It's from Nova Gold, our guests. They've got a new album out called A Pretty Burn, and you can celebrate the release with them this Friday night at Blind Bob's. We'll tell you more about that show here in a second. But you talked a little bit, as we were going into this song, about this being the first one you wrote with Josh in the band. And I'm curious, what is your writing process like as a band? Do you guys kind of, you know, jam it out in practice and sort of find those little threads and pull them into songs? Or does someone kind of, you know, bring a riff or a lyric to the group? How does that work among the four of you?
I think it's a combination of all those.
Yeah, a little column A, a little column B.
It could be a riff that, you know, Jacob's been messing with, or a lyric that Ryan has been, you know, messing around with, or some kind of a groove that, you know, just comes to mind, or, you know, Nigel has some
kind
of...
I don't do anything.
It's usually a combination of those three. So.
Cool, yeah. Cool.
A lot of the newer stuff comes about, like, we'll be in practice, like, down in Jacob's basement, and everyone will just be kind of doing their own thing. It's not necessarily just all jamming together, but everyone's just kind of messing around, and somebody will hear something and say, stop, do that again. And then somebody will get their phone out, record that, and then we'll send that out to everybody, and we all go home and kind of work with it and then come back to it. I'm sure that we've forgotten or left behind more songs than we've finished that way.
It is cool to use the technology to help with the writing, especially I know for so many bands, there's that risk you run into when you get to sort of like our collective age, and like, you know, this point in your career where it's like you're so busy with like multiple projects and lives and jobs and families and other obligations that having that through line to the writing process can be really difficult sometimes. So very cool to be using the technology to sort of keep that momentum going in between mm-hmm. rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to. I don't know. Like back in the day before we all had super smartphones in our pockets, you would play and have to remember it, I guess.
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we would do that back in the day when we would write that.
The music gear's better now, too. We've got several loopers in the basement.
Yeah, you could use a pedal.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, so ideas get put on there, and, you know, that kind of turns into other things, too, when we're, like, you know, modulating it, and ideas come out of a lot of weird things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you incorporating any of that into your live show, the looping?
Yeah, we're starting to. The newer songs have some looping involved, and you know, we've kind of like sped stuff up and reversed it to get some weird sounds out of that. But for the album, not so much.
Cool.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. Jacob has a cool pedal where he plays a riff, and then he just starts hitting, and it starts sounding weird, and then we all go, hey, that sounds cool.
Feed that into another looper to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That process is so fascinating to watch in action. That sort of like creation it can be sometimes a whole song, just through the pedals and stuff. That'll be fun to keep incorporating in as you guys move forward.
What we're trying to do is just get everything on pedal, so we actually don't have to.
just do it all with your feet.
Exactly.
We don't even have to be there.
Yeah.
Holograms and pedals. That's all you need.
It's the future, man.
Well, now that the album is out and it's a physical product and a digital product, you've got the show Friday at Blind Bob's, and sort of looking into the new year, what are you guys hoping to do as a band? Are you going to try to get out on the road with this, or keep writing and gigging locally, or a little of everything?
Probably a little of everything. Yeah. Like you said, when you get to be our collective ages, life is happening way more than life was happening 10 years ago. So we all have jobs and families and significant others and lots of other stuff. I would love to be out on the road for weeks at a time financially, and with the time commitment, that's probably not going to happen that way. It'll probably be weekend warrior stuff. I'd like to go out for, you know, long weekends if we can to start it out. Because unfortunately, until we start making money with this, if that's what happens in the future, we've got to make money some other way to be able to support doing that.
You know what I mean?
But that's always the dream. It's like, I think I've given up on my like rock star dream or whatever that is. That everybody,
don't give it up.
I don't mean I'm giving up on it. You know, it's always there. But I would just love to be able to support all of us to support ourselves doing this and not have to go to work. Like, us coming here and talking to you would be, hey, that's work for today, guys. You know, that would be awesome.
Are we not getting paid for this?
Day at the office.
You're getting paid in tea, man.
Tea, oh, that's right, delicious tea.
Well, that seems to be the way it works now too. Because I think it's not just the age and obligation thing, but I think that the way that touring works now has fundamentally changed, especially over the past like maybe 15 years, to where the weekend warrior and pushing that circle out a little farther regionally and a little farther out and a little farther out seems to be the more practical, financially sound way to go, you know, and the way to build that audience that you need to get bigger and bigger.
It also helps with the technology now that you can put your music on the internet. And
right.
Say from, you know, we're from Dayton, we may have never get a show, you know, say 10 years ago in, say, Minneapolis or whatever, but now we have the ability, or even further, I don't know why I said Minneapolis, but I'm just saying, now we can get people to already hear us in another city before we even go there to play, so at least we get some people that are interested in going.
And without having to have the support of a record label or something like that doing it.
Right. Yeah. It's huge now. And not having to send out, you know, bubble wrapped packages of tons and tons of CDs and hope that, you know, some, you know, gracious soul will open them and actually listen to them and book you. Yeah. Well, it's exciting, the possibilities as we're heading into a new year with a new album. It'll be exciting to see this time next year, kind of what the fates have brought you and where you've gotten to go and where you've gotten to take this one. I want to play another one now. This one is called Sober For Now. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about this one.
All right, Sober For Now. The title is a little tongue-in-cheek. We originally were just calling it Sober, and I think Nigel made a joke about calling it Sober For Now.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like you.
I have been sober for 2.5 years now.
Congrats.
I've completely changed my life without going into a bunch of detail. But this one kind of details the struggle of that a little bit. And what I found out when I found sobriety is that you lose a lot of friends, or who you thought were friends. And I'm sure most people, it wasn't intentional, but like people that I would see every day because I was out and in that lifestyle were gone and then never hear from them again. You know what I mean? Because I guess all we had in common was drinking and doing whatever else we were doing. So that's the idea behind this, is that it kind of details the day-to-day of it, and then the idea that, well, this is the last time you're going to see me because this is sticking for good, kind of thing.
Let's give this one a listen. This one's called Sober For Now. It's new music from Nova Gold.
Out to play the game.
That one's called Sober for Now. It's from Novigold's new album, A Pretty Burn. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got the band in the studio. I'm curious. So the last two songs we played are both a little personal. And I'm always curious for songwriters, when you are incorporating, you know, autobiographical stuff into your songs, is that... is it tricky at all deciding like how much of yourself you want to put out there lyrically?
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredibly personal. Most people probably wouldn't know that until I'm live on the radio telling them that. they could probably gather for themselves from the title or some of the lyrics. But yeah, I've always been a writer. I went to college to be a writer, and like I've always felt like I've been good with words. So I feel like I have a way of not oversharing into doing things poetically when I try to write. I don't know. But I feel like since I've found sobriety and stopped, like, music was always a party and it was always a show and it was always me trying to be extravagant or to do something crazy or, I don't know, offend somebody. And it's not that now, and it's almost like you have to find a different muse. I met my wife and I have children now and we're happy, and all of my songs that I ever wrote before were always sad, you know, were always about heartbreak and all of the terrible things that have happened. And so now it's finding new ways to write and using my life experiences as a muse. There's like an overarching theme of positivity in a lot of this, even though it may not sound like it, but I tend to write like from the view of things will get better. And it wasn't always intentional, but I think now that that's become like a common thing in how I write, and like maybe it's me subconsciously trying to help other people that might be going through the same type of stuff that I went through.
It's interesting that you said an overarching theme of positivity, because while I don't know that that would be what I would use to describe the album musically, I think there's a certain energy and a presence to the music as it works together with the lyrics that, while like I'm hesitant to say positive because that makes it sound like it's all like smiley and happy and like birds chirping and stuff, but there's a certain like energy of life to it, you know, like that really good like rock and roll energy that's just like, okay, yeah, it's very driving. And I really like the way you guys have been able to, you know, pick up on that and create that energy in what we've heard in this album. Even the slow stuff, it has a very there's a vibrancy to it, I think, both musically and lyrically.
Yeah, cool, I like that. We went into recording this with the intention to play everything on the album that we would be able to recreate live, until the strings came along, which we're still talking about how we can do that. But, and I feel like that helps with that energy. That creates that energy. It's just us playing our instruments on this. There's very rarely is there anything extra on top of that throughout any of these tracks.
Yeah,
just a couple.
Yeah, but not on the album, though.
No, that's true, not on the album.
So that energy, I feel like that's just us. I mean,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. And even incorporating the loops into the live show, I mean, it still does require human effort, it off with. And as long as you keep that core there, that's an exciting place to be musically, to have that core energy there and that vibrancy between the four of you. It's cool. It keeps it really tight. You can hear it. Mm-hmm. So if folks want to get their hands on this album, obviously Friday night at Blind Bob's is the place to be for the big show.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about who's going to be joining you on stage.
All right. Friday night, Blind Bob's in the Oregon District. That's what, the 15th, December 15th is this Friday. Headlining the night is going to be Swimming with Sharks, our good friends in that band. And us, we're releasing our album that night. The album was technically released on November 17th online, but we didn't really have a way of getting physical copies of the CD to anybody until we played a show. So this is our first show since releasing the album. Hence, it is our CD release show.
There you go.
Matt Anthony is on the bill from Cincinnati. They unfortunately, I think are going on an extended hiatus. They have 4 shows left, and then they're not playing anymore. So if you want to come see Matt Anthony before you can't see Matt Anthony anymore, I would come Friday to Blind Bob's.
And we're really lucky to be able to play with them.
So yeah. They're great. If you haven't heard them, they're awesome. And then opening the night is a young new band called Are They Above Us? And I listened to some of their stuff online, and it's really cool. I'm excited to see them. They seem young and eager and ready to play, which is cool. Brandon at Blind Bob's had very good things to say about them and really pushed them to be on the show. So we're happy to have them on there.
It sounds like it's going to be a great night of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And for folks who are a little farther flung, who can't make it to the show, so you said the album is available digitally.
It is.
All the usual spots?
Yep. Yeah, you can get it. You can find it on Spotify if you have Spotify. It's on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon. I mean, you can get it everywhere.
All the places.
Google Play. Yeah, we did an online distribution thing that it literally put it everywhere you can. You can online, I'm pretty sure.
Love it.
We have a Bandcamp. You can get it on Bandcamp also. What else are we missing? Is there another one?
We have a site in the works. So.
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
we have a website too, where you'll be able to listen to the stuff and links to buy it.
In the meantime, if folks want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're going, mm-hmm. Facebook the best place to do that?
Yeah, Facebook is the easiest. It's Nova Gold Band. That's the same for Instagram, is at Nova Gold Band. I don't think we don't have a Twitter. We don't have anything else. That's Facebook is the easiest way to keep tabs.
You know, two is good.
Yeah. Feels like enough.
Yeah. Right. Well, we've got a link up to Nova Gold's Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We've also got a link to more details on Friday night's show at Blind Bob's. It's their CD release party, and they're going to be joined on stage by Swimming with Sharks, Matt Anthony, and Are They Above Us. It's going to be an amazing night of music. And we've got one more to play, the aforementioned song with the strings. So tell us a little more about this.
All right. This song is called A Pretty Burn. It is the title track. This song I wrote on acoustic guitar and had what I thought was a finished song that I brought to the guys. It definitely evolved and changed to the point that we decided we wanted to record it. But we were in the studio, and there's an extended instrumental section on this song. And Josh said something along the lines of, it's just begging for some strings. And our man, Patrick Himes, said, I can make that happen. And I don't think anyone really took it like that seriously. Yeah. Like I thought he was just going to play like a keyboard patch or something like that and add some strings to it. He ended up getting, I'm going to say his name wrong, John Lardenois from the Dayton Philharmonic, and I think he's in the Great Northern String Band, gave the track to him, and he played strings on it. And I had one of the best musical moments I've ever had when we got that mix back. It was a long time after we had recorded it, forgotten all about this idea of putting strings on it. And I'm sitting there in my car. I'd burn a copy of it, listening to it in the stereo in my car, and heard those strings for the first time, and he played a line on the violin that followed my vocal melody, and it did the same vocal melody, and I broke out in tears sitting in my car by myself. Not too proud to say it.
Hey, that's a moment right there.
Yeah,
to hear that for the first time.
Yeah, it was powerful. Very cool.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's the title track from Nova Gold's new album. It's called A Pretty Burn, and you can catch these guys Friday night at Blind Bob's with Swimming with Sharks, Matt Anthony, and Are They Above Us. All the details and ways to connect with the band at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, this has been a blast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
In the pan.